Odell Beckham Jr. making his way out to the practice field in Cincinnati. Mark Herzlich always has a smile on his face, ready to get some work done. Victor Cruz loosening up in the shadows of Paul Brown Stadium as the Giants take their training camp to Cincinnati. And for the first time in 10 years, quarterback Eli Manning will get a chance to practice against opposing colors. It's the first of 2 days, full padded practice for the Giants. Giants training camp live is next. And we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live as we take you inside Paul Brown Stadium as the Giants held the first of two practices against Marvin Lewis's Cincinnati Bengals, and they did it in full pads. Joining me to talk about it, my co-host, Super Bowl champion punter Jeff Fiegels. And Jeff, your first impressions of what you saw out there today with the practice between the two teams?
Well, I was going back over my career. I've done about five of these in my career, and I tell you, they all turned out to be a debacle at some point, but I thought that this practice was very well run today. A lot of periods, a lot of good work for these guys, able to go against an opposing color, and the pad level was there. So overall, I went well for the guys, and I think that they're going to looking forward to another practice with the Bengals tomorrow.
You have Marvin Lewis, who's been the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals since 2003. 13 years. Tom Coughlin going into his 12th year as head coach of the New York Giants. These are two guys that know how to run an efficient ship, and we saw that today.
Absolutely. You know, there's a little planning that goes involved in this. When you think about those guys talking on the phone, I know that they did, and they put it out there. But there's a lot more that goes into it than those just guys talking. It's the coaches relaying to the players, hey, this is how we're going to practice. This is how we're going to get it done today. And most importantly, when we go back and look at that film tonight, let's get some work on the field so we can show you guys what you're doing and what you're not doing.
A lot of the players know each other from the college game, or maybe they grew up in the same state or even the same town. So there's always a camaraderie before guys get to work. But once they got on the practice field, we saw good, hard physical play, but it never went over the line.
Never went over the line. It will go over the line on Friday when they face off, but today was good because, you know, you might have a friend on the other side, but all bets are off when you talk about that. But more importantly, what you wanted to get accomplished today was the pad level, the physicalness in the trenches, and the guys in the backfield, work on your technique, going up against a guy you haven't scouted, you don't know anything about him, and you can be evaluated, and that's what the coaching staff and the organization is doing, and that's why they're here practicing against the Bengals.
Hey, were there some hits out there? Sure there were. Yeah. I mean, there were some bodies going to the ground. You can feel the intensity a lot more ramped up than you would at a normal practice. But anytime a body went to the ground, everybody kind of jumped in. Coaches got everybody up, so we never got to that stage of pushing and shoving or anything even remotely close to being over the line. I think if you were here and you were able to watch practice, you would say that was well run by both teams. You know, getting your work in, getting your reps in is very important. Giants linebacker John Beeson talked about the importance of these 2 days of practice as opposed to the game on Friday night.
You know, I really get my work, you know, today and tomorrow, because I know come Friday, you know, if it's a series or maybe two series, you know, eight plays, you're like, oh, I'm dressed up, I'm warmed up, I'm ready to go, the lights are on. Obviously, it's a primetime game, so it just feels a little different. But I'm anxious to get out there, but I know on Friday it'll be short-lived quick. So it is what it is.
It makes a really good point, Jeff, because you get dressed up, you get warmed up, you get ready to play, and then you're a series or two in that first preseason game, you're out. Today they got 2 hours of really good work.
They got 2 hours of really good work when usually an NFL football game, a real NFL football game, is about 3 hours long. So when you equate to what they were doing on the field today, they were probably out there for a full game. And these guys, the starters, like John was saying, is getting those reps. There'll be limited action for them on Friday night.
Now, obviously, not everybody able to participate in practice for the Giants, including Prince Amukamara, who suffered a slight groin injury last week at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. But he's on the trip with the Giants, and earlier in the day, he talked about why that's so important to him.
Just to see the experience with what it looks like to practice against another team, but most importantly, since this is a new defense, and I should be back no later than next week, so just still sticking with the playbook and going through the walkthroughs and going through the plays and all that helps.
Certainly does, and it's very important to have him in the meeting rooms and even to be out there and watch the calls that are being made and then seeing how things are getting coached up. It doesn't replace practicing, but it's still important.
Well, you heard him say it's up front and close, and you get to watch how a team practices against another team. Well, he got to see how A.J. Green plays up front and personal and close because, man, did he make some plays today. And we were watching him run around, fun guy to watch. And I'm certainly, you know, you can get the mental reps, but like you said, Bobby, you got to get on the field and get the physical reps too.
Yeah, and A.J. Green, obviously one of the more talented players in the National Football League. And there were certain times where Andy Dalton was just radar in on him, and he was able to make plays and catch the ball at will. He's an exceptional athlete, but it's a great chance for the Giants' DBs to measure where they stand right now in those portions of practice.
Yeah, and you hear the DBs talk about all the time that they love going against Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham. Well, they got to go against a quality receiver crew with the Bengals today. I was charting plays, and I mean, these Bengals receivers don't drop passes. So, you know, looking back and looking the way the practice went today, the Giants receivers take a little piece out of their book. They were catching balls all over the place.
All right, let's take a look at some of the things as we dial in close. I'm going to hit you with some of the things from the Giants standpoint that you thought were positive. There were certain things about the secondary that you really liked. They struggled in some of the one-on-one coverages early in the practice, but as the practice went on, what jumped out at you as far as secondary?
Well, I think that they're trying to find a combination of that safety position. They used at least three or four different scenarios. The one I saw they used the most today was with Collins and Miles. Those were the guys that were out there the most. And then, you know, you saw a little bit of Bennett Jackson playing that third safety position. So trying to mix it up, trying to find guys that are going to be able to play on Sunday.
All right. The Cincinnati Bengals have a big, imposing offensive line. Andrew Whitworth is a mountain out there. You liked what you saw out of the Giants' defensive line play because that's an area, let's face it, for Giants fans watching, where there's a big concern how this D-line is going to hold up.
What I like about this defensive line, and then, you know, we all know that JPP isn't there, kind of the leader of that defensive line. I like the camaraderie that's going along there, and I think Robert Ayers is one of those veterans that has taken the leadership position, getting those guys a rally, and I think they played well together today. I saw a lot of pressure, a lot of energy, a lot of good pad level, and not only in pass rush, but on stopping the run today, too.
Another positive that we saw is a guy at a new Giant, George Selvey, who came in, and he made smart plays during the course of practice, things that you said, you know, that's a heads-up play. That will pay dividends for the Giants. All right, let's go to the negative side of things on the defensive side of the ball, and coverage with the linebackers has been an issue the last couple of years. What are some of the things that you didn't like that you saw today?
Well, I didn't like I just think that they need to get a little bit better in their coverage. I think that, you know, going against guys they're not used to covering right now, that's the start of it. The other thing is that, you know, maybe there were some assignments missed there. There were some breakdowns and some mental errors. So they got to get back in the classroom, look at the film, and get a little bit better in coverage. I saw some speed out there out of JT Thomas, which is what we want, but I saw a little bit of lack of coverage out of him today, too.
All right, let's go to the other side of the ball for the New York Giants and look at some of the positives from this practice with the Bengals on the offensive side of the ball. And we'll start with the offensive line. Let's face it, we've talked about the pass rush being a question mark. The configuration of the Giants' offensive line for 2015 is kind of up in the air. What jumped out at you today?
Well, Eric Flowers, obviously we know that what the Giants are trying to do with him at that left tackle position. Well, he was kept out of all the individual drills, but he was in there for all the team drills. So that was a good sign for him. But I was impressed with how they worked today. They did well in the run blocking. They did well in their pass protection. In the team period, they weren't giving up too much pressure on Eli. So I think collectively, they started out with that starting line that we thought it would be. It's Pugh at left guard and Flowers there at left tackle. You got Richburg at center, John Jerry at right guard, and then you had Newhouse out there at right tackle.
All right, the running back situation. Obviously, the Giants have a lot of talent there with Rashad Jennings, Andre Williams, but you like the way they featured Shane Vereen.
Well, I think coming into the season, the acquisition that they got from him coming from New England, being able to catch the ball out of the backfield, I think that's going to be a great weapon for Eli, and they exposed it today. I think that they went out there, they showed that they're going to dump down to him. But not only that, he was running routes, so catching the football. The other running back's got to take a little page out of his book and learn how to catch that football. I saw that Andre Williams dropped a pass out of the backfield today. We know he's always working on that. Coming out of college, that was a knock on him. But overall, I thought the running backs caught the ball well today.
All right, a negative from the Giants on the offense offensive side of the ball, something that you saw with the wide receivers?
Well, I was bouncing back and forth as both of us were trying to watch as much practice. It seemed to me that every time I turned around, there was a lot of drop passes today. And I don't know if that's, you know, that's concentration. Most of the time it is, you know, or maybe miscommunication with Eli. But, you know, certainly I know that the receivers, it's Sean Ryan's going to have to work with those guys and get on the jugs machine, and a lot of drop passes. The Bengals, not so. They caught everything.
Now, we should point out that Victor Cruz did work with the Giants in individual stuff, but he did not go in any of the one-on-ones or the team stuff against Cincinnati. So, you know, one of the Giants' big weapons was not out there in full
sure.
speed.
Yeah, and I think that's just one extra weapon that you're going to have to cover. But, you know, you want to ease him back. Remember what happened to him last year. It's not, you know, it's early still, Bob. You know, we got a long ways to go before that regular season. You want to be smart with him.
All right. Fully padded practice on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the Giants and Bengals will do it again outside of Paul Brown Stadium. They'll just use uppers. What are some of the things that you're looking for in day two of this practice between the two teams?
Well, I think that because you take the full pads off, you're still going to have shoulder pads. You're going to have, you know, I think from the more of the skill positions, you know, the pants don't really matter to them, you know, but they're still going to be able to hit the guys and things like that. But when you talk about the defensive linemen, the linebackers, it's just going to be that kind of thud. But still, there's nothing to the point where you got to tone down to practice. It's full speed. It's everything that you did today you need to do tomorrow, minus the physical part of being in full pads.
You know, and talking with Marvin Lewis, the head coach of the Bengals, before the practices started today, and I asked him about, you know, keeping everything clean, and he said one of the keys is to not go full padded practice 3 days in a row.
Oh,
he goes,
God.
You know,
does that anymore.
That's a way to kind of keep things under wrap. Well, a pretty good day one for the Giants, huh?
You know what? I think it's a great opportunity, and they seized the moment. They came here, were able to work with a team, not their own teammates, and I think it went very well. And like we said at the beginning of the show, I thought it was very well run. Lots of periods. There had to be 12, 13 periods today. Long practice, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Jeff, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Bobby.
Well, make sure you join us tomorrow night. The show will also air. It's not only streaming here on Giants.com, but it moves back to MSG Networks at 6 p.m. I'll sit down and talk with Giants quarterback Eli Manning. That's on Wednesday night edition. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Training Camp Live.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.